So grab a snack and don't you stress. Tune on in to the Doctor's Mess. Ow!
Guys, I don't know how we did it, but we did it. This thing is in the can. It is ready to be released.
Exciting times.
We gotta get it out there, guys. We gotta hit the streets with it. We gotta get out there and promote it.
I think we should just invest in billboards. Everyone sees billboards.
Yeah, 100%. Anyone know how much a billboard costs?
I can't say I've ever looked into it. I'm sure they're cheap, right? They're not expensive.
No, they got to be nothing, right? Because you just paint something up there and you leave it up there for a little bit. That can't cost anything.
I mean, if we offered to paint it and climb up there and do all the work, it couldn't be that expensive.
Ooh, yeah. That'll save us some money.
We could build our own billboard. Like, we wouldn't even need their billboard. We could make our own.
Guys, we have a whole hospital right here. Why don't we just paint the side of the hospital?
Oh, yeah.
That's an even better idea.
If I go along with this one last task, oh, man, you guys ran me ragged on this thing. If I go up there and paint the billboard, oh, will you put my name back in the credits?
We'll see.
No, we agreed the only way to get somebody's name in the credits is to waive your fees for the movie, because that's the deal I got. And so yep. Somebody else has to waive their fee if they want to put your name in there. Well, and I can't have no fee left to
keep
waive.
Keep in mind, that's the deal you made.
Nobody made.
Yeah, nobody else made that deal. So we all have our names in the film.
Yeah, but I feel like if you want to put his name in there, it's only fair for somebody to have to waive their fee.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So you would waive his fee, and then he could put his name in there. Well, so would you pay him his fee then?
No, he has no fee right now. So I'm saying one of you three would have to waive your fee to get his name in there. Otherwise, I'm just going to be upset.
I mean, guys, I did everything you asked of me. I mean, by the end of the shoot, I was running errands for your family members. I mean, I figured I'd at least get the PA, a PA credit or something. And then, you sent me the screener, and my name wasn't even in there. The extra, scene where it was an extra that you guys, that I had to beg you guys to let me be in was cut.
Well, it's hard, because there's union stuff, You got to worry about union stuff.
Yeah.
Yep. So Western, we can't just Western, do whatever we want.
Western Union, Union Station.
Yep.
State of the Union.
Yeah. So as you can see, we can't just go around unions.
Yeah. I was thinking maybe we could just give him a nickname and put it in there. A lot for me. You guys remember when I had a wife?
Oh my God. That's right.
Yeah.
You did have a wife at some point.
Pretty much. And kids.
What's going on with that?
Well, that's what I was going to say is I think that we should put his name in there because he took care of them. Len Swear's been taking care of my kids.
Killed
and
them?
Everything. Yeah,
he killed your kids?
Is that what?
He said taking care of them. I didn't ask any questions.
Okay.
Okay. You know what, guys? I take offense to that. Just because of this whole conspiracy theory you guys have that I killed all those people on the moon, you think I would kill Dr. You think I would kill Dr. Cheddar's kids?
Yes.
I mean, did you?
Well,
It's okay if you did.
I mean, if you freeze, we can still see you. You don't become invisible.
Damn it.
I'll step in here and say, Dr. Shredder, if you want to dedicate this movie to your kids, you're going to have to waive your fee. It's only fair.
Yeah, we can't get around union stuff, so.
Even if it's like a Scrudinger's kids situation. Am I saying that right?
Scrudinger, yeah.
Shrugger. I mean, I was actually more concerned about possibly getting my name in there a couple more times. I mean, I didn't end up being in the movie, but I figured maybe I could get a couple names in there because I sort of did a Nutty Professor situation with working audio a little bit, working the lights one day. I touched the editing for a little bit.
Well, you Nutty Professored the craft services a lot. Where you take a bunch of food, come back with a hat on, pretend you were somebody else. Take more food.
Wait, we knew that was you the whole time.
You guys knew the entire time.
You barely disguised yourself.
But wait, that was Dr. Cheddar the whole time?
Yeah, you don't remember when he set an entire table of food for himself and went around each individual seat and jumped around and held conversations with himself and ate the food. It was very obvious that it was one person walking around a table.
He was just, he didn't even put on a fake mustache. He was just holding a finger up to his lip.
I thought that was another producer that you guys brought on to the movie.
No, we can't just bring on all these other producers. There's a lot of union stuff going on with that.
Wait, so none of you guys other than Lens Flare were fooled?
I mean, I know I wasn't.
Nope, sure wasn't.
I was more entertained than anything else. So I knew what was going on the whole time, and I was admiring how poorly you were doing.
Wait, so Dr. Cheddar, that day when all the jelly donuts were actually filled with paste, that was you who did that?
I mean, yeah, it was me.
Just on set shenanigans?
Yeah, he pranked himself constantly. It was fun.
it was a weird thing to watch you put paste in a donut and then
and hold
turn
your finger
hat
up
backwards
yeah,
and eat
hold
it.
Hold your finger up and eat it.
Yeah, like it was so clear that you were not fooling yourself and you weren't fooling us. Well, not all of us.
I mean, but did you guys see what I refilled the paste tubes with?
No, I didn't use a lot of paste, so I don't really know.
Yeah.
Wait, is that where the jelly went?
Exactly. I figured you'd be get a mouthful of jelly, you know, classic prank.
So that's why that scaffolding fell. The jelly didn't hold it together.
Oh, yeah.
Because that grip, that key grip died.
Yeah, and I made it very clear I was not on set that day. Did not consider him a patient.
And that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
But he was in a union, caused a lot of problems. So great. Thanks for that.
Hey, so how are we getting around the this really, you know, we filmed this all on X-rays. We billed it to the insurance companies. Is there doctor-patient confidentiality, or can we get a wide release on this? I feel like we're in a legal uncharted area. I mean, do we have to sign waivers where we waive our rights to our bodies?
It could be a HIPAA violation.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. I'll waive my right. I don't care what people see.
I mean, if we're credited in the movie, is that waiving our rights?
Does that now? Does that waive our rights to a free to a fair trial?
I think it waives pretty much all of the rights.
So, like the Miranda rights too, right?
Peaceably assemble. We have to quarter troops, all of them.
Yeah.
So, Dr. Proctor, you would waive your Second Amendment, right?
Well, listen, this is a tough thing. I really have to think about it if that's part of it. I really, because you guys know
me. Oh, yeah.
I have racks of guns pretty much everywhere. I've modeled my home after John Wick. And I'm just hiding stuff everywhere. I can't wait for the day when I get to sledgehammer my walls down and pull out the guns that I've got hidden in the walls, in the floors, and then just go to town on some, I don't know, bad guys who are coming in. People are trying to take away my freedoms, whatever.
Do you have a fantasy of where this happens?
In my house. It's got to happen in my house because that's where the sledgehammer is. That's where all the guns are.
Yeah. And the thing is you're going to be super prepared when someone breaks into your house quietly, sneaks up into your bedroom quietly, has a gun drawn already. And, you know, of course, has their head, their phone, their gun to your temple. You're going to be ready for that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because every night before I go to bed, I set a lot of trip wires. I'm avoiding that. I basically have set my room up to be like the chamber in the first Mission Impossible movie. It's got the pressure-sensitive floor. It's got the temperature thing. I say toast several times every night to test the sound alarm.
So
do you lay Christmas ornaments out on the floor, too?
Yeah, it's Mission Impossible in the bedroom and Home Alone throughout the rest of the house. So I do have some heated up doorknobs. I have some tar and nails in the staircase. Yeah, stuff like that. A couple of hanging paint cans.
Now, as an adult, are you comfortable with using your own voice to intimidate the intruder? Or are you still kind of using old like bad guy movies to kind of yell through the
door? I have one of those Arnold Schwarzenegger soundboards. So if anybody ever breaks in, I'm going to hit them with the, who is your daddy and what does he do? And then bam. Cause I know I'm not intimidating. Right. So I mean, I got to have the soundboard.
Can we use that soundboard when we're doing advertising for the show?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'll pull it up. We can use it.
Hell absolutely. Yeah. Let's do it. Guys,
for the show,
have to record some the, radio.
Wait,
spots.
You guys are developing a TV show on top of this?
Yeah. Yeah, we're doing a continue. It's like Marvel. So it's like the menu the movie. And then we're going to do some TV series to spin off after it.
Yeah, the TV series is Street Trucks.
Yep.
Food Trucks.
Wait, there's a cinematic universe happening?
Oh, yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. We made a lot of money off of the insurance claims. And so we're gonna ride this wave, bro.
TMTMCU?
That's it.
That's what we're calling it. Yeah. TMTMCU. Yeah.
My God.
So we've got to record just a few spots for the radio, for the internet, for Instagram, for podcasts, the whole nine yards. Just kind of get it out there and get it broadcast. So do you want to crank up that? You want to crank up that Arnold Schwarzenegger voice thing?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
Oh, man, that's really good. Do you mind if I get in on that?
No.
I feel like we're going to lean on that one a lot. I want to get one of those myself. I can.
Get in on it.
It's not a tumor. Or is it? The only way to know is come see Menu the Movie, starring four doctors and another doctor may or may not be credited.
Hey, that was good, but can you do it again without the weird stuff that you said at the end?
Yeah, that's a good idea. It's not a tumor. Or is it? The only way to know, come see the Menu of the Movie starring four doctors, period.
I like, when you say the punctuation because you can't always hear it when it's spoken. You know what I mean? So I like that you declare.
Yeah, I do that for the auto subtitles. You know, when the automatically generated subtitles, they sometimes don't know when I stop speaking because people have told me I have a weird way of speaking where I'm not very sure of myself and I constantly sort of undermine the things I'm saying. You guys, you know what I'm talking about? Maybe you know what I'm.
I guess. I guess that makes sense. Why in post, when I was reading all the subtitles, it would say the word of whatever the punctuation was, followed by the punctuation.
Yeah. Also, I like to take the opposite Christopher Walken approach, which is where he famously takes the scripts and all the punctuation. I take all my scripts and I write in all the punctuation long form as well.
Unfortunately, you did that for all of the characters in one of your famous rewrites. So there's a lot of staccato in parts of the movie. It was hard to watch.
You're honestly Talking about the Telegram rewrite.
Yeah.
What we're calling the Telegram rewrite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you made us famously actually send that telegram.
Yeah, well, we're not supposed to send the telegram to the escape company, the escape pod company.
The fact that you found a place that still sends telegrams and a place that receives telegrams, I think that's the achievement. I think that's the accomplishment in that story.
Can that Arnold Schwarzenegger voice thing do his quotes, but in Christopher Walken's voice?
Here it is, dude. Take it. Give it a try.
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
Perfect.
Wait, I want to try that one. Let me see this. I'm Detective John Kimble. I'm a cop. You idiot. Wow. That's pretty good.
Come see the Menu, the movie. I'm going to order a whole platter, baby. And cowbell.
Knock, knock. Who's there? It's the Menu.
I got a fever. And the prescription is more the Menu, the movie.
I feel like I feel like we're asking the device to do too much.
Yeah, at one point it was starting to sound like Brando.
Which you've got that on that, right? You got Brando?
Yeah, yeah. It still does Schwarzenegger quotes. It's a little weird.
Go to Earth, Superman.
You come to me on this.
The day of the menu, the movie.
We're getting good stuff. We're getting a lot of good stuff here, guys.
These are all Brando's still a big, he's a big box office draw, right?
We could still try to make it sound like Dane Cook did the movie, if you turn it to the Dane Cook setting.
All right. Okay.
Is it working? Here, let me have it. I'm gonna turn it to the Rodney Dangerfield setting.
Oh, okay.
No respect. If you don't come see the movie, you ain't got no respect.
Yeah, you got it kind of halfway between the Rodney Danger Jack A settings there. That's sort of the ladybug setting. That's probably what the problem is. Flip that really hard away from Jack A.
Well, we can come back to the device, guys. Let's get a couple of clean cuts in. Let's get loose. Everyone get loose.
All right.
Bedside manner.
Bedside yellow manner.
Turn your head and cough. Turn your head and cough.
Put two of these inside you. Inside you.
Boom.
Pugnacious plums.
Does it hurt
plums
when I do
pop
this?
Those peas.
Does it hurt? Full blown AIDS.
When I do this.
Scale from 1 to 10. Scale from 1 to 10. All right. I feel good.
That was nice. All right. Okay, so let me just get the theme music on and we'll get started.
In a world where a man needs to see through other men and what's on the menu, we've got the menu, the movie.
That was good. Was that good?
It sounded good to me. Sounded just like that guy.
It sounded good, but I feel like it needs to have like a catchphrase in there, like that. But then at the end, like, Toto, I don't think we're in Kansas anymore. You know, how they give you the title of the movie, but then they give you something that's said in the movie.
I got it.
In a world where a man sees through other men, the menu, the movie, we're not in Kansas anymore.
Ooh.
I like that one.
Motherfuckers.
Ooh, that's for the Red Band trailer.
who wants to give it a shot? Okay.
We're just doing kind of like takeoffs on ads we love.
Yeah.
Okay. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Come see Menu the Movie. Toto, we're not in Kansas anymore.
That was perfect. That was really good. Who else wants to give it a shot?
All right, I'll give it a shot. I'll cover the holiday, the Christmas one.
This Christmas, the Menu the Movie is coming to theaters. And you don't know who's gonna get the biggest gift of the season unless you come to this movie. Coming this Christmas.
I'm sorry, I was trying to do it. A thing where it's for kids as well. I was trying to hit too many markets. I don't know.
You know what? Let's take a breather and we'll come right back. Dr. Cheddar, give that to us again. How did that one go?
Should it be exactly the same, or you want a little spice or flavor to it?
Exactly the same as you did it the first time.
This Christmas, the Menu the Movie is coming to theaters. And you don't know who's gonna get the biggest gift of the season unless you come to this movie. Coming this Christmas.
I'm sorry, I was trying to do it.
Second, my levels weren't good. I need you to start over.
All right. Let me know when you're ready.
Let me check my levels. Levels are good.
Coming to theaters this Christmas, it's a story that kids and family members can all enjoy. Bring your dog and Toto too to the Menu the Movie. Hooray!
Did you say the ride at the end?
Should it be a ride? I was thinking we should let people know that this could be a ride as well.
Yeah, I think we should make the Menu the Movie a theme park ride.
I mean, if Jimmy Fallon can do it, I really don't think it can be that difficult.
Wait, Jimmy Fallon has an amusement park ride?
Yeah.
Yeah, Race Through New York starring Jimmy Fallon.
Where? Universal Studios in Florida has it.
No.
It's true.
That feels like you guys are jerking my chain.
That's a real thing.
I don't know. That sounds false.
Do you think Dane Cook would do the
ride?
Do the ride?
He'd definitely ride it.
I think he'd ride it.
All right, I want to take another shot at this.
Okay, let's hear it.
Yeah. Hey, kids. Why you look so sad? We're bored. Well, have you tried the Menu, the Movie, the board game? What? How does that work? Simple. Just unpack the board, punch out 365 different cards, and then you're ready to play. How long am I supposed to go with this one? I'm pitching the Menu, the Movie, the board game. I thought that was
appropriate. I heard that. Will you go ahead and just obviously with the board game, we have to put out a copyright disclaimer, you know, that thing that gets read real quick. So if you just want to put that out there real quick, and then we'll add that to the end of it.
Oh, yeah, the micro thing.
Yep.
Guys, what about a licensed toy line?
The doctors are not responsible for x-ray damage. And any resulting x-ray-related cancers? I'm on board for a million movie toy line.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, of course.
What do we got? Like breadsticks? Lasagna?
Lens flare, we'll put you in charge of the airlock.
Do I get a cut of the toy sales?
There's a lot of union stuff involved with these things. We'll have to see. There's a lot of union stuff. There's toy unions, you know, plastic unions.
There's Union Square.
God, there's so many unions. So complicated.
Yeah, my dad fought for the union. In the Civil War.
Which one is that again?
The North. The Unionites. The Northern
Union. Oh, yeah, your dad time traveled, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. Did I leave that part out? I thought you guys knew that.
We knew that. I just forgot. I can't keep all those time traveling.
I'd forgotten.
My dad time traveled. Jesus.
I'd forgotten about that. I know now.
Swear. You think you have friends and then you forget probably the most interesting thing that has happened to any of us outside of killing all of your closest friends on the moon.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's not like you time traveled.
Wow. Oh, that cuts. And I've been living with that my whole life, but thanks for bringing that back. The most interesting thing in my life has nothing to do with me. Cool.
I mean, it would be cool if, like, it turned out that you were your own grandfather somehow or something, you know? Or if, like, your dad was really your son.
Yeah, but then I think I would just come out, like, half a chromosome shy and have some issues.
Yeah, well, I mean, be more interesting for us, though, you know?
All right, I can't sit on my hands long enough. I've been sitting on my hands this whole time. Can we please talk about this guerrilla marketing campaign I've been waiting to talk about? It's been on the board since day one.
Let's hear it.
It's classic guerrilla marketing. It's where you very subtly advertise the movie by putting it around town on t-shirts.
Yeah.
Worn by gorillas.
You know what? You cannot. I'm not going to let you guys use my wife for the purposes of this movie if you're not going to cut me in on the proceeds or put me in the credits.
I'm just saying she could be a good billboard for this movie.
So you're saying that your gorilla, your wife, doesn't have agency. She doesn't make her own choices. Are you not woke?
My wife can make her own choices. I'm just saying I'm not going to have you guys, you know, force her into this. Let's ask her.
Already have.
What? Oh, yeah. What did she say?
I would assume that one grunt meant yes.
It does. Yeah, I already shaved the word menu into her back.
What?
Yeah. We didn't have a big art budget. So I just, you know, I'd use some of the stuff we use for surgery to shave people. And I just shaved the word menu and the word movie.
I went ahead and wrote our URL on the back. And it was long. Because I made it a splash page so that we kind of knew, like, if they went to it through her back, we'd kind of know where that traffic came from. Because I got to track those clicks.
got to use AdSense. You know?
How is it that whenever I want to do something, you guys talk about there being a union that puts a stop to all of it, and then when you want to shave website URLs into my wife's back, you're just allowed to do whatever you want?
Well, gorillas haven't unionized.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a scab.
One day they will. Dr. Uger's dad told me about that. But for now, we're good.
Yeah.
That's the
Until they get wise to it.
Yeah.
By the way, did you guys see the raccoons were like fashioning signs and were starting to march back and forth in front of the hospital?
The ones with the moon boots?
Yes.
No problem.
We're above all that now.
Yeah, it's fine. Hollywood-ish tights.
Yeah, that too.
Hey, is this going to be on the special features disc when that gets released?
This discussion we're having right now?
This discussion right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this will be on there. But I mean, of course, we are, as we have every single week, been making sure that whoever's left from the St. Deaconista Hospital in Evansville, Indiana, who has to listen to these bulletins, is listening to everything that we're doing and what we're up to, whether they can or cannot. In case anyone's listening for the first time. Otherwise, none of this would make any sense.
So which character was your favorite to play out of your five guys? I mean, if we're getting special features, fun stuff, who did you really dig in on? For me, I think it was the letter carrier. He had like a subtle way about him, if I do say myself. Hmm. And it's not easy to make facial expressions when it's only your skull that you can see. But I think I pulled it off.
Yeah, I thought you were subtle.
Speaking of pulling it off, my favorite, I think, was playing the cloche.
Yeah,
it didn't require a lot of effort on my part.
I felt like you guys made a lot of concessions and allowed me to play the schoolgirl. I know we had to do a lot of rewrites and we had to do a lot of justification as to why the schoolgirl was around a lot, but I felt liberated and free and artistically available.
I was pretty excited to play inanimate objects throughout the film. I don't want to say too much though. You know, what happens in the kitchen ends up on the menu. So go see the menu.
Which should have been our slogan on all of our advertising up to this point.
Yeah, that we should have been leading with that.
That should have been what we went with. I feel like we probably need to record that.
What? Oh, I blacked out a little bit.
Hold on, I think I got it. What happens when a kooky guy in accounting meets a funny girl in the mailroom? Well, what happens in the kitchen ends up on the menu. This summer, the menu, the movie. What?
I was going to say my favorite character to play was when you guys said I could be the stunt double for the schoolgirl, but then you had me dress up in a wig and a little schoolgirl dress, and then you said, oh, we don't need you for any scene.
Oh, do we? Okay. We said stunt double?
Yeah. You said you were going to use me as a stunt double.
Oh, I meant stand in. I don't know those terms sometimes.
And then I was just sort of standing off. Yeah, I was just standing off where, you know, you guys review the dailies all day long. in a dress and a wig, and people were just chuckling under their breath, and that was, you didn't put me in any of the scenes.
But did you have a good time?
Yeah.
But did you kill those people on the moon?
Ha ha! But nice try, nice try, Doctor Mister.
Slip it in me. Probably should have waited for a rule of threes.
Now we'll get them. I mean, we'll eventually get them.
I mean, who knows? I might kill all of you guys.
Well, guys, on that note, let's get to this premiere. Let's, you know, you guys, we'll load this up onto Amazon. We'll get it up onto YouTube. We'll get it up onto Netflix. We'll get it onto Vudu. We'll get it up onto IMDb. We'll get it onto DVD, Laserdisc, VHS, and of course, we will be pantomiming it outside of the St. Deaconista Hospital tonight.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
So, until next time, take two of these
and don't go see me.